know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I want to say a big thank you to Joe Piscopo, who had me on this morning on his show in New York to say, hey, stand with the people of Puerto Rico. Thanks to Todd Chapman, who's been here, Ari Zolden, Carol Markowitz. Always special to get to talk to all these people. Friends, if you would like to help, here's the need. We are trying to get a container of relief supplies that are worth about $150,000 to $200,000 in a single large big rig trucking container. It costs about $5,000 to ship it. We need about 15 more of you to either do a one-time gift of $250 or do $20 a month for 12 months. If we have 15 people do either one of those options, we would get our first crate to them from the AM970 The Answer listening family in the New York area. So please consider what you can do today. And if you're listening from somewhere else and you want to participate in that, we would welcome your participation as well. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. All right, finally tonight, you ever mull that old adage, you reap what you sow? I think it's one of the oddest things that people continue to forget. Like road rage, okay? You're driving, someone gets angry, they come after you. What normally happens? You go after them. You ever see two of these people, these idiots on the roads, just like really go at it? And then like now everybody else's life is in danger. Well, this didn't really qualify as road rage, but there was a woman who last week gave President Trump's motorcade the finger. And she got into a bit of trouble. But now supporters are raising tens of thousands of dollars for her. This is a GoFundMe campaign to support Virginia resident Julie Briskman, who literally flipped off the Commander-in-Chief's motorcade while biking. She has raised more than $73,000 as of Tuesday. The campaign was started last week by a man named Rob Mello on behalf of Briskman after her news broke that she had been fired from her job over the incident. Julie Briskman is an inspiration to us all, the GoFundMe page says. This week we learned she was fired from her employer for exercising her First Amendment rights. You can show your support by donating here. She was riding her bike past the presidential caravan on October the 28th in Sterling, Virginia. She was photographed by White House photographer giving the one-finger salute. The photo then went viral. Blah, blah, blah. Briskman, 50-year-old mother of two, was fired the next day. Basically, you cannot have lewd or obscene things in your social media, so they were calling the flipping off scene obscene towards the president. You know, would it have just killed her to just drive by and just, you know, had a mean look on her face instead? I don't know. I'm Kevin McCullough.